Laguna Beach. It's Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock, and it's time for the Guitar God's Power Hour. That's right. I'm your host, Tommy Benson, and today, not only are we going to have some guitar gods playing great new music for you to put your ears to, but I'm going to have some very special gods of our community live in the Pearl Street Studio to talk about a very special cause that has helped the Laguna Beach schools for years, and hopefully years to come. With your help, I can't wait to have them on. They're one of my favorite organizations. But first, the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
And now for some interesting song facts about Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones. Well, of course, Bette Midler covered this in 1983, and Mick Jagger appeared in that video. Didn't Bette Midler have a home in Laguna Beach? I think so. The Chinese Ministry of Culture ordered that the Stones not play the Beast of Burden when they performed there in 2003. It's going to be the first time the Stones played in China, but they canceled because of a respiratory disease that was spreading throughout the country. That would have been burdenous. The song could be allegorical. It was written by Keith Richards as kind of an homage to Mick for having to carry the band while Keith was strung out on heroin. All your sickness, I can suck it up. Throw it all at me, I can shrug it off. Ah, you gotta love the Rolling Stones. And we all know the saying Beast of Burden, but a Beast of Burden is actually an animal that labors for the benefit of man, like an ox or a pack mule. And there are some wonderful people in this Laguna Beach community that labor very hard for the benefit of our children. And they're going to be here live in the studio later on in the show. Stick around. Find out who it is. Now it's time to rock.
Come on. I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
On your drive home, you're listening to the Guitar Gods Power Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And now we're going to play a song by a progressive metal band called Polyphia. Polyphia, they are super, super young. They hail from Texas. The guitar players are in their 20s, early 20s, and they are great, amazing, certified guitar gods. We're going to listen to them on this song right now. GOAT, greatest of all time. Wow, that was really something different right there. Tim Henson and Scotty LePage from the instrumental prog rock band Polyphia. And now we're going to go to something a little bit more classic on KX93.5.
KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio.
Got work on you.
Johnny Winter's right there, and you're listening to the Guitar Gods Power Hour on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. And remember those wonderful gods of the community that I was speaking of earlier? Well, they're starting to show up here, live at the Pearl Street Studios. We're going to be talking to them soon, and you'll find out just exactly who my favorite Laguna Beach and the oldest organization for fundraising in just a moment. The Cars, Let's Go. And let's get right into it, because right now we have my all-time favorite organization in Laguna Beach, School Power. And from School Power, we have Amy DeSherry sitting right here live in the Pearl Street Studios. How was that amazing dodgeball tournament?
Well, it's always an absolute blast. And I think this year the costumes were even crazier than past years. So it was just a huge party for the kids. They had a great time.
And School Power, not only besides the amazing work that you guys do for our schools, but you guys have the best events ever. Always your events are so wonderful. And the dodgeball has brought so much fun and joy to this community. This is the first year I was unavailable to go, and I need to know who won.
Who won? I think we're going to have to go to powers that people who have better memories than I. But I do know that there's different winners at each level. So we had elementary, middle school, and high school winners, as well as grown-up winners. So it was really fun.
Well, I'll never forget the year that Marcus Skenderian threw the dodgeball so hard it almost broke my finger.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dodgeball is dodgeball. So that's one of the greatest events. And the next event that you have coming up is?
Well, it's our big event of the year. It's our annual dinner dance. And it is February 9th, which is a Saturday. And we're really excited because it's returning to the Montage this year. Which we used to be there several years ago. So everyone's really excited about that. It's a great night out for couples to, you know, get a babysitter, you know, get dressed up, have a fabulous dinner, and bid on some really amazing auction items. Everything from experiences to concert tickets, spa days, autographed sports memorabilia. There's really something for everybody at that event.
Yeah, and I've been to several, and they're the event. You need to go.
It's the place to be.
It sure is. Now, tonight is a special day for School Power because tonight is part of your annual call, your annual fundraising drive.
It is. It's one of our Wave of Giving campaign nights. So we've got lots of volunteers, you know, charging up their phones, getting ready to call people in the community. And what's really exciting about tonight is that it's our biggest match night of the year. We have a $25,000 match going on from a generous community member, which is just amazing and so giving of that individual.
Now there's two ways that people can donate, and tonight is the night to donate because of this generous $25,000 match by someone in the community, which you have to love that. What a great community. But tonight is the night, and pick up the phone. School Power will be calling, and if they don't, you can go onto the website,
which is give.lbschoolpower.org. It's really easy. You just go online, you can choose your giving level. We've got lots of options for people. A really great one that I think a lot of people don't know about is the $600 giving level, because you can designate 10% of your donation to a teacher or program, athletic team of your choice. You get to choose where it goes. So that's kind of a powerful feeling that you're having direct impact on a program that you care about and that your kids care about.
Certainly, a directed donation. I would dig that because, you know, it's a, hey, let's make this go to the instruments.
That's right.
Let's make this go to the jazz band. All right. Wow, that's really cool. So the 600 level, 10% of it, you direct the funds where they want to go.
That's correct.
And that's wonderful. It gives us the power from School Power. I'm speaking with Amy DeSherry from School Power, and we have another executive board member of School Power that's going to be here just right after this small little message.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
And we're back with my favorite organization in Laguna Beach, School Power. And it's not only my favorite organization because of the wonderful events and the dodgeball tournament, but when I came here and when I landed in Laguna over a decade ago, and I have a son named Chase, and when we were trying to determine where he was going to go to school, the Laguna Beach Parents Club had this wonderful informative session. And so we're learning from representatives from all the different schools a little bit about each school. Well, when Laguna Beach Unified School District, when the public schools came and we're talking and they told us about School Power, I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. And here with me live in the studio at KX93.5 is Jason Rydell, the Vice President of School Power. Welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. And now tell us, how long have you been involved with School Power yourself?
This is my, I think it's our sixth or seventh year involved. Yeah. We became trustees back when my son, I think, was in second grade. I'm sorry. He's in seventh. So, yeah, it's our sixth year.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the wonderful and amazing work that you do. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of this past year with School Power.
You know what? It's been really exciting. We've had a new executive director come on, Sarah Duran, and she's really tackled a lot of fun stuff. Kind of updating the website, making it easier for people to donate. Just the infrastructure, really. We brought in a new CRM to help kind of database everyone, and just really exciting stuff.
And we'll be using that CRM tonight as School Power reaches out to the community, and we have a $25,000 match that we're going to be doing. That's just wonderful. What other donation levels are there?
Well, a real easy one that people love is the $100 level, because you get your Laguna Locals card. And with that, you get a great discount at a lot of local businesses and restaurants. So you pretty much earn your money back, you know, through all of your errands and nights out in Laguna. So that's kind of a no-brainer. But a really special one is $1,500, because then you get two tickets to the dinner dance, which we talked about a little bit ago. So that's another one that's quite popular.
And that would be the way to go, because with the $1,500 donation, you get the two tickets to the event at the Montage.
Yeah, and it's good to do it now and secure your tickets to that event, because it's really popular and you don't want to miss out on that night.
We'll be back with Amy DeSherry and Jason Rydell after this message.
Like a heavy hand running through. power of my soul.
And you heard the words right there, feel the power, and we are feeling the power of community right now on KX93.5 as I have the Vice President and Miss Amy DeSherry from School Power, my favorite organization in Laguna Beach. Tonight is their one of their Wave of Giving call nights, where is your opportunity to make a donation to School Power Foundation. If you don't get a phone call, you can reach and make a donation on the website.
lbschoolpower.org, give.lbschoolpower.org.
Give.lbschoolpower.org. And a lot of people might want to know exactly, where does the money go?
Well, the money goes to a variety of things to help enrich these kids. And the goal is to make them future leaders, not just of Laguna Beach, but of society in general, right? We want them to go out and be well-rounded. I remember when my first School Power trustee meetings, they brought in four seniors that were graduating who had come all the way through the school system. And they each had gone different strengths. One was an athlete, one was a musician, one was really into science. And they all talked about how School Power enabled and helped impact them. And what I was blown away by was the versatility of these kids. First of all, they were all much more well-spoken than I was as a senior in high school, but there was the variety. It was the variety of seeing how. And so when we look at this, it's about being well-rounded. It's about helping enrich the music program, looking at digital literacy, student experiences like field trips and things that are outside maybe the classroom education, academic support, strength finders, helping them figure out where they're going to be strong and where they could build their career. And I think the other thing you think a lot about is technology early on. When I first was involved, there was a lot of technology. It was wireless infrastructure, getting Chromebooks, TVs for the classrooms. And then we stopped and said, wait a minute, this is great. We've got all this technology, but how is the emotional wellness of these kids? And so that was a big thing going the last couple of years, was really making sure that we're checking in with how these kids are doing. I mean, these kids are given so much technology, so much speed, so much they've got to tackle at such a young age. It's so much different than when we were growing up. And we have to check in and just stop and say, hey, how are you doing? And I think that's been a big part of that, that I'm super passionate about.
Oh, that's amazing that School Power is mindful enough to think about the social and emotional well-being of these kids. And sure, the technology that School Power has helped give all of the kids of Laguna Beach is astounding and amazing. Right. But the fact that you're thinking along the lines of, hey, we're going so fast, we need to slow down. How are these kids doing emotionally? That goes even beyond. And a lot of the programs that the money goes towards are beyond the classroom, in a sense.
That's correct. Jason talked about music. We support the band program. There's a lot of technology in terms of audiovisual filmmaking type things at the high school. The district launched a mentorship program this year that's just getting started, that I think there's some really great things that are going to be happening with that are pairing people in the community with high school students in a career field that they're interested in. So, and it's not just about what do I need to do to become an engineer, but it's about what are the life skills needed? What are the challenges? How do you overcome the challenges to become, you know, who you want to be? And it's not just a job, but it's the person you want to be, the life that you want to lead. So it really is looking at the whole child.
I'm speaking with Amy DeSherry and Vice President of School Power, Jason Rydell. And Jason, I can feel how passionate you are about community.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about why you're so passionate about.
Yeah, definitely. You know, again, when I first got involved with School Power, it seemed like it made sense, right? You've got these young kids are coming up through the school system, and it just made sense. Let's get involved and how can we help their education? But as I've gotten more deeply involved in the organization, what I've realized is this is much more beyond just improving the education for the kids. It's about community. It's about bringing people together. And I always say that one of the greatest values I've had is get to meet families that I would not have had the opportunity to meet, right? We meet a lot of other families because our kids are in the same class or they're on the same sports team, and you don't cross-sect with a lot of other people. And so when I first started, I think my son was in second grade. I was meeting families that had kids already in middle school, high school, getting ready to prep for college. And to meet these families and learn from these people and through their experiences is just profound. And again, they're large contributors to the community, whether it be in business or be in charitable organizations. And so it's just been really profound in that respect to bring people together. And I think that's what we feel so passionate about is that the School Power is a community builder. And we want people, even if you don't have kids in the school system, to understand it as a positive impact to this community and this zip code 9261, you know, 51 that we live in, that we're all so passionate about, that there's a value to it. So that's why I get excited about it. I mean, again, I've been a 14-year resident here in Laguna Beach, and I travel a lot. And you know, for instance, I was in New York this weekend. I came back late Monday night, and I love New York. I mean, I'm from New York. It's an energizing city. But you come back, and I'm driving down the hill Tuesday morning, and you just think, gosh, this is just unbelievable where we live. Such a great community.
And School Power has been invaluable to the schools and the community. Specifically for myself, I carry the School Power card. So all of the businesses in town, there's a partnership and community building right there from that. But the School Power events that I've been to myself, I have met parents of children that are, you know, in the middle school or in high school.
Yeah.
When my son was in elementary, I did get wonderful information about, you know, what he's going to experience when he goes there. So these events are a great way to meet the other parents that have kids that are in the junior high and the high school, and to be able to just get information and become a tighter community with them. And the next event that's coming up, there's the one in February, which is the big event. And if you donate a $1,500 level, you get two tickets to that event, and that's at the Montage.
It's at the Montage, and it's on February 8th. I believe I said the 9th earlier. It's the 8th. And it's at the Montage. It's a wonderful night of dinner, dancing, live auction, silent auction. It's a good time.
Yeah. All the events are a good time.
They are. And again, if you even look at like last week's event, dodgeball, right? It's such, when I first started, I didn't know what dodgeball was. I mean, my kids weren't old enough. And now my son was on a team last week. I coached him, and you know, they were so cute with the costumes and everything. And it's just such a fun event and people get excited about it. And look, we do Chef Challenge. I mean, Lumberyard is such a great business and so charitable, and they host that, and you get to go there and meet the people, the principals, and kind of go with that. I mean, you look at our golf event in May, which Mark Christie's been so generous to back at the ranch, which is a beautiful place. And again, these are all Laguna Beach-based businesses with great people behind them. And it's really fun, and they're all different. But yet they're all community builders, which is awesome.
And you're listening to Laguna's Only FM. I'm Tommy Benson, host of the Guitar Gods Power Hour, and I'm here with two gods of our community for School Power. You guys, it was awesome having you here. And, you know, dodgeball, it kicks off the holiday season in my household. You know, when dodgeball happens, then it's Oak Street, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's, you know,
it's the beginning
holidays.
Of costumes.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
So I'm just thrilled to death that School Power has done so much for the community and added so much fun and coolness and joy to it. So please pick up your phone when it rings tonight at the dinner table, because it will be School Power. There's a generous $25,000 match. So every dollar that you donate tonight will be matched up to $25,000, and that will do a lot for the future leaders of this amazing community. Jason, Amy, thank you so much for coming on air with me tonight.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right, our next song, well, it's called We Appreciate Power, and it's We Appreciate School Power.
The sound of starting a 57 Chevy. Pouring that first cup of delicious coffee. Or the intro to a great song. You know, it's so important to get off to a great start. Hey, everybody, this is Ed. Every weekday morning at 7 o'clock, we try and get your day started right. The best music, the latest local news, live in-studio guests and performances from some of the most talented musical artists. And what many have said is the single most important show ever, anytime, on any medium, at any period of history. Mornings with Ed. Because Mornings with Me sounds weird. The preceding announcement could not be fact-checked by management. It is not an endorsement of Mornings with Ed. His name might not even be Ed. May cause vomiting or excessive bleeding. If he's on longer than 4 hours, call the police.
Discover new music every day on KX93.5, like this.
Are you reeling in the east?